With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down Louisiana's second majority black congressional district. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a key voting rights decision, the court's action could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the six conservatives, said Louisiana's map is an unconstitutional gerrymander. But Justice Elena Kagan, who wrote in a dissent for the three liberal justices, warned that the consequences are likely to be far-reaching and grave. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be answering questions today on Capitol Hill.
Members of Congress are getting their first opportunity since the Iran war began to grill Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Hegseth is appearing before a House Armed Services Committee hearing on the Trump administration's $1.5 trillion military budget for 2027. Democratic lawmakers are likely to grill Hegseth on the costs of the Iran war and the huge drawdown of critical munitions. Lawmakers from both parties have also raised concerns about Hegseth's firing of...
And the UAE is pulling out of OPEC, saying that they'll be forging their own path now when it comes to oil production.
This is a big blow for OPEC, which was formed decades earlier as a means to control the prices of crude oil on the international market by setting production targets. And the UAE was one of those countries that really chafed under those limits. The UAE says it will be able to set its own production levels. It says it will still be a responsible player within the market, but it also comes amid tensions with Saudi Arabia. This is all coming as the whole Middle East is still reeling from the Iran war.
That report from correspondent John Gambrill. This is SRN News. More Americans are going back to church.
The Hartford Institute for Religious Research has released a new study that indicates the nation's houses of worship are rebounding from the pandemic 5 years ago. The survey of 24,000 churchgoers finds that most churches have maintained their attendance since COVID, and many are seeing it increase. However, the Institute warns that this mild uptick has not changed the overall trend of fewer people attending worship services across the board. Michael Harrington reports.
As America prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, scholars are drawing attention to the religious freedom provision in the Constitution, which was quite unusual in its day. The Founding Fathers, deeply concerned about the issue shortly after independence in 1776, Thomas Jefferson began drafting the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. That law provided a template for the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, finally ratified in 1791. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
This will likely be a momentous day for the future of the Federal Reserve. Chairman Jerome Powell may signal that he'll stay with the Fed as a board member, even as the Senate panel is expected to confirm his replacement as chairman. Powell will preside over what will probably be his final meeting as chair, then hold a news conference where he may say whether he'll take the unusual step of remaining on the central bank's board of governors even after his term as chairman ends on May 15th. The Fed is about to make another decision on interest rates, expected to hold short-term rates right where they are. As the Iran war drags on, oil prices and prices at the gas pump continue to rise. Iran's national currency has hit a record low of 1.8 million to 1 U.S. dollar as the U.S. continues to blockade Iranian ports. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.